Last month, on Elliot Carter's 80th birthday, I was lamenting that record companies have been ignoring his most recent work. Now the superb British ensemble, the Arditti Quartet, has recorded all of Carter's music for string quartet, from his early Elegy to his fourth quartet, composed in 1986. This is its very first recording. No matter how controversial Carter may be, his string quartets are almost universally admired. The second and third won him his two Pulitzer Prizes. All four probably make the greatest body of 20th century chamber music since Bartók's six quartets, and this is the first time a single group has recorded more than two. In 1951, Carter's first quartet made him a world figure. It remains his longest and perhaps deepest work, large-scaled, yet profoundly intimate and questioning. He's often repeated that it was written largely for his own satisfaction and grew out of an effort to understand himself. When he composed it, he and his wife were living near Tucson, Arizona. It's desert music, full of open spaces, scurrying creatures, and the most aching isolation. Carter said, "I regard my scores as scenarios, auditory scenarios, for performers to act out with their instruments." His second quartet from 1959 actually creates four distinct characters. Each one leads its own movement, while the others respond in various ways, including irritation and even deadpan silence. Movements are separated by flamboyantly individualized solo cadenzas. But chamber music to Carter also means teamwork. The third quartet, written in 1971, presents two teams, violin and cello versus violin and viola, continuously pitted against each other. The recent fourth quartet is more socially cohesive, more conversational. Sometimes one voice or another leaps from the chattery texture, or there's a moment of hesitation when no one has anything to say. In the slow section, each player enters the intense discussion with a series of overlapping double-stopped chords. One critic called this passage Carter's octet. In the epilogue, the conversation turns into an argument with the self. The rough beast within keeps interrupting the muted but persistent voice of sweetness and enlightenment. There's no solution, no exit. The stalemate finally ends in a little Charlie Chaplin shrug. We've done all we can, no?
Thank you.
The playing by the Arditi is secure, honest, and impassioned. I've heard riskier, more daring live performances of the fourth quartet by the Juilliard, who are about to record it, and the composer's quartet, its dedicatees. Their classic recording on Nonesuch of the first two quartets has just come out on CD. But now with the Arditi, we can finally hear a unified conception of all four, which, like T.S. Eliot's four quartets, make a kind of inward epic, a long pilgrimage into some previously uncharted reaches of the lone spirit.